It is time for third person self-congratulator of the year.
The Malcolm Blight
Snap
Medal for the third person self-congratulator of the year.
1, 2, 3.
Just a content king.
You've actually won a medal, haven't you?
Best and fairest.
I think it's called the Malcolm Blight Medal.
All the effort behind the scenes. Yeah. It's like, I'm like Mayweather, mate.
I'll just come here and make magic happen.
Things are going really well. Like, really, really well. Actually, we're killing it. We're airborne.
You get Dwayne's word on Twitter. You can get Dwayne Russell on Twitter. You can get Dwayne Russell on Instagram if you want to have a look at, you know, whatever I'm doing over daytime.
Over daytime, indeed, into its 10th year, third-person self-congratulator. Johnny Steph, the defending champion, just gets us going. One vote for this.
Trying to pull everyone together more than anything else.
When she says expert, Cam, she talks about Johnny Steph. I just wanted to clarify.
Yeah. Just a little one vote for the third person there. It's pretty, it's light on for him, but he stays in fifth position on 37 votes now. Robbo had to do a lot of heavy lifting when Jared got stuck in Adelaide for Footy Classified and was pretty happy with his own work.
I don't know how to tell you this, but last night was the number one rating show on the history of AFL 360 because I hosted the show, so don't take too many days off.
Not sure that the numbers back that up, but two votes for Robbo there, a couple for me here.
Give me yourself.
How are we, team? Oh, feels like only yesterday that I launched this station.
You did with the wheel.
Just popped in a little chat to Cam and Brownie on the SEN track. And just, well, hey, you give them where they deserve.
There's one in here that must be a big number of votes. I've never heard anything more extraordinary.
Yeah, it is amazing.
And it's not the one with my name next to it.
No, it's not. So that's just a couple of votes for me. I moved to six for the season. Tim from Berwick can have a couple of votes for this. It's maybe just unnecessary in a quiz to insert yourself in this manner.
Who were the last brothers to play in a premiership side?
There's a couple of coaches who I actually went to school with, the Scots.
Yeah, just answer the question.
I don't think it would have been anyway. It would have been the Ablets, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I didn't. Wasn't even listening to the question. We're just listening to the self-insertion, yeah. But I'll bow to your judgment on that. Jasper Stubbs is the Aussie amateur playing at the Masters at the moment. He isn't going to make the cut, but he was still really happy just to be there and the experience of teeing off on the first.
I almost got a bigger applaud on the first hole than Zach Johnson, so that was pretty cool. Lots of people were supporting Stubbs, and it was awesome.
So not only has he said that he's outdone a two-time major winner, I think Zach Johnson is, he's also just third-personed his own nickname. So nice work from Jasper Stubbs. Welcome to third person. Three votes to you for that. Brown Dog, five votes for this and to move into seventh.
This is what Easter's all about.
It is.
I returned from the dead.
Boys, that was a $20 quinella, $40 exacto, you mad dogs.
I died on Friday and I've returned on Sunday, but I was a bit hung, so I didn't return until Monday, you know, just on my terms.
When you're comparing yourself to Jesus, I think that's worth five votes.
Oh, they're actually the last brothers, the Dacos brothers, of course.
Oh, there we go. So five votes for Brandy, that moves to 22 votes and into seventh. Pickers, you can have five for this.
He happened to be there, tied up with the Geelong Cricket Association when I got a double 100 against him.
Oh, no.
So that's votes for next week. You can ask me to tell you all about it.
You get waiting for yours because you know better. So there's five votes to you for that. And you're having a very good year now because you were on 79 votes. You're now up to 84 votes.
Way in front.
Yeah, you're 31 votes ahead of Diesel.
I'm only two interviews for Diesel away.
31 votes clear at the top of the leaderboard. That's just extraordinary.
There must be a huge number of votes coming, though.
Tiger Woods-like in this. Tags, five votes for this little combo.
The three amigos.
I taught Gazy how to play basketball in his older age. He improved. He probably could go back to the boomers now and play.
We love South Australian racing. We're a lot tougher, but South Australian racing was the breeding ground
for... Yeah, well, I'm on the honour roll there, mate, after a good wood.
There you go.
Yeah, he overtakes Fitzmagic. Five votes, that moves him up to 47 in third. Sam McClure can have eight votes for this.
I'm in Fitzroy. We're just watching the footy in the front bar. And a girl came up to the table and she said, "Excuse me, are you Sam McClure?" And I was like, "Yeah." And she goes, "I just have to tell you, I'm a huge fan of tradies. Wow. Obsessed with it. Listen every week." She's like, "You have to meet my boyfriend, Campbell, please." She goes outside, she gets Campbell. He gets one of his mates. They're all tradies listeners.
Oh.
All tradies listeners.
Now, that's 8 votes, but this, 20 votes. A man that won in 2022. He was the Sebi winner the year before. He leapfrogs a whole lot to go into outright second with this extraordinary rant.
Now, Nick Foot, listen here. Now, I know you've got your little show with your four listeners on another network, and I know that two or three people tune in, but just let the big boys play in racing, all right? Because don't ever, ever come for me. It's essentially like Jake Paul coming for Floyd Mayweather. You're in a different weight division, son. You're nowhere near me. I wouldn't let you pick up my bags. Like, if you want a shot at the title, you better come prepared, big boy.
How many votes for that?
That is 20 votes to move from 44 to 64 into outright second, nipping at your heels.
That you would have given him 50 for that.
You reckon?
Yeah, he would have given him 50 for that.
Have we gone a little light on, you think?
Well, that's all right. You're giving him 20. That's okay.
20 votes, but not only for...
When you start using the old couldn't carry my bag stuff,
yep.
That's about as bad as it gets.
Yep, he's probably lucky that
not
there wasn't
fit to
more
carry
votes.
My bags. Yeah, no, that's a...
Let's just say that Nick Foot's not giving him any free kicks anytime soon.
Bigfoot.
Nick Foot.
This draft is interesting.
That's
you're getting hammered.
Massive.